This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're going to a light show. Back in November, Ryan Anderson and his team of artists were recruited by the Lusac Library to turn the building into a unique light show. Fast forward to last week in the library's parking lot.
We've got about 40 lights set up, both inside and outside. And then we are projection mapping with six projectors the interior of the building in the children's area. And we're creating the illusion of a dragon inside the Lusac Library.
Anderson says the dragon concept did not come easily.
The planning process was basically us just driving around and around this building and freaking out because it's so big. And we realized it kind of looked like a castle. And so in thinking about castles, we started thinking about dragons and knights, and that's kind of how this all kicked off.
Anderson has been doing this kind of work his entire adult life, from stage lighting it out north to performing light art, or what he calls projection mapping, around town for the past few years. Most of his crew also worked on the Anchorage Museum's Light Brigade show in 2013. That performance drew hundreds of people downtown, despite it being one of the city's first outdoor light shows.
Normally I do this indoors. Doing this outdoors is kind of a new thing for me, but it's the same concept.
While there are plenty of lights to set up, this show involves more than just projections. As we walk closer to the building, I spot a couple of hidden fog machines. The fog machines will be blown over orange-colored lights that slowly drift back and forth to create the illusion of flames. Flames created by our dragon, which will have seemingly set part of the library on fire. As for the dragon itself, it's created by a half dozen projections from inside the library that shoot the image onto a giant wall of vinyl cloth. These high-powered projectors are run by a different Ryan, Ryan Marlowe.
Who pays the electric bill after one of these shows?
Well, luckily it's LED, so the amperage draw, I think on the, I did test it, and it was 1 amp for about 60,000 LEDs. And they are very energy efficient, and we can run the whole show on one 20-amp breaker and not draw too much.
With the dragon projection running and the flame smoking, we're almost finished setting up. There's just one final touch.
Where are these sounds coming from? From an iPhone?
That speaker and the there's a computer inside running them.
With that, the library kills the building lights and the show begins. And here's the best thing about being a light artist. Everything here tonight, the smoke, the growls, the lights, and even the dragon projection are run on automated timers. So once their setup is complete, the entire crew gets to sit back and enjoy the show. The best view is from the street, and the cars passing by are starting to notice.
People have been slowing down as we've been doing the run up to this and kind of checking it out. It's kind of entertaining to watch folks kind of stop and look at it. That's the point. We planned this out so that the viewing distance is really about 200, 250 feet. So it's really meant to be driven by, you know, maybe circled a couple times. It's not a walk up and see. It's a drive by and see.
But people are walking up to see it. Kathy Claus is here with some friends.
Right, it's kind of almost the Fantasia dragon. A little pointy on the head. Right, not like the cartoon How to Train Your Dragon.
She loves the look of the dragon and the smoke running up the wall. She says those flames almost look too real.
A couple came over from the movie theater. They thought the place was on fire.
That's not good.
I know, that's not good.
And while he doesn't want the fire department called, Anderson is glad his work is wowing people. He says that's what projection mapping is all about.
It's a lot like a stage performance. It's, you know, it's there to be seen, and then it's over. And it's about making an impression in the public consciousness more than making a thing that exists.
And is that why you like it?
That's why I love it.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. To see a video of the Lusac Dragon Show, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.